Today, we'd like to see the title of Put Me in Fear in Nehemiah chapter 6, verses 1 to 19. To another word, people through MP3 or YouTube channel on the earth, we'd like to suggest the three questions. Number 1, in verse 2, that Sambalat and Geshem sent to me saying, come, let us meet together among the villages in the plain Ono. What purpose and behavior of the opponent do you explain in the context? And what can we learn from here? Question 2 in verse 8. Then I sent to him saying, nor such things as you say are being done, but you invented them in your own heart. How did Nehemiah respond to the opponents in the context, and how can you apply it to our lives? Last question in verse 10. Afterward, I came to the house of Shemaiah, the son of Delaiah, the son of Meatabel, who was a secret informer, and he said, let us meet together in the house of God within the temple, and let us close the doors of the temple, for they are coming to kill you. Indeed, at night they will come to kill you. How did Nehemiah respond to this prophecy in the context, and what can you learn from here? Here is the chapter Captive Return. So there is captivities and slaves, but the Persian king allowed to return. So first return, and the second return, third return, right here, Nehemiah, governor of Judah, rebuilding city gates and walls, including temple, during 52 days. Daniel chapter 9, 25th verse, King Commandment indicate that third month, 14th, 445 before Christ. Daniel chapter 9, 26, Messiah cut off. That is the fourth month, 632 AD. So in the future, right here, Nehemiah time there. The book of Nehemiah was written by Nehemiah in 444 before Christ in third return from the 70 years Babylonian captivity, likely about 9 years after the second return by Ezra in 458 BC. In Nehemiah chapter 1 verse 1, the words of Nehemiah the son of Hakaliah, it came to pass in the month of Kislev in the 20th year, as I was in Shushan, the Citadel. Nehemiah, the cupbearer of the Persian king Artaxerxes, chapter 1, verse 11, was granted at the palace of Persia at Susa or Shushan to repair the gates and walls of Jerusalem as the governor of Judah by the king. In Nehemiah chapter 8, and a letter to Asa, the keeper of the king's forests, that he must give timber to make beams for the gates of a Sitovol, which pertains to the temple, for the city walls, for the house that I will occupy. And the king granted them to me according to the good hands my God upon me. In the chapter 3, Nehemiah was repairing the gates and walls, the 20 items of Jerusalem city. In the last chapter 4, adversary or opponents made a plot to stop the builders' work. So Jewish people, each other, were gods by night and workers by day against the opponents. Nehemiah chapter 4, 22-23. At the same time, I also said to the people, let each man and his servant stay at night in Jerusalem, They may be our God by night and a working party by day. So neither I, my brethren, my servants, nor the man of the guard who followed me took off our clothes, except that ever took them off for washing. Right here, owner, 37 miles from Jerusalem. Today's issue, 60 kilometers northwest of Jerusalem. The sources right here. In the last time in the Nehemiah chapter 5 verses 18-19, now that which was prepared daily, one ox and six choice sheep. Also, fowl were prepared for me, and once every 10 days an abundance of all kinds of wine. Yet in spite of this, I did not demand the governor's provisions, because the bondage was heavy on these people. Remember me, my God, for good according to all that I have done for these people. There were a lot and best meat with the various wines, but Nehemiah did not ask his and his staff's wages due to the tax, because the people had a sore hardship. Nehemiah asked God for good things by prayer, because he has done for these Jewish people so far. Here, verse 1. Now it happened when Sambalat, Tobiah, Geshem, the Arab, and the rest of our enemies heard that I had rebuilt the wall and there were no breaches left in it. During a time I had not hung the doors in the gates. The enemies, adversary, or opponents to rebuild the temple of God heard Nehemiah had rebuilt the wall with other workers, but had not hung the doors in the gates yet. Almost done. Verse 2, that Sambalat and Geshem sent to me, saying, come, let us meet together among the village in the plain of Ono, right here, the sea map. But they thought to do me harm. The adversary wanted to talk with Nehemiah in the plain of Ono, 37 miles, 60 kilometers far from Jerusalem, the working place to build the temple. See above a map. They thought to do me harm. Nehemiah knew their heart to harm Nehemiah or his works. Verse 3, so I sent the messengers to them, saying, I am doing a great work, so that I cannot calm down. Why should the work cease while I leave it and go down to you? Nehemiah chose the doers rather than the talkers, rejecting the adversary or opponent's suggestion with his silence of the knowledge of their heart to harm. As we should learn in talks about the work according to God's will, here, the work to rebuild the temple. Philip, the talker, or Andrew, the workers, to feed 5,000 men. John chapter 6, 7-9. So the talks which they wanted to meet Nehemiah would be contentions. Avoid them if possible. Titus chapter 3, 9. Here. But avoid food disputes, genealogies, contentions, strivings about the Lord, for they are unprofitable and useless. Verse 4, but they sent me this message 4 times, and I answered them in the same manner. The opponents are persistent for the contention in honor. The contention might pollute the working Jews within. I answered them in the same manner. Nehemiah responded to them with the same answer. He avoided the potential contentions. Verse 5, then Sanballat sent his servant to me as before, the fifth time, with an open letter in his hands. The letter was opened to the public about verses 6 and 7, why they should meet with him, by rumors and prophecies. It is reported among the nations, and Geshem says that you and the Jews plan to rebel. Therefore, according to these rumors, you are rebuilding the wall that you may be their king. Rumors, reports of uncertain truth through hearsay, hearing of Geshem's saying of Nehemiah's rebellion against the Persian king to become a king. Verse 7, and you have also appointed the prophets to proclaim concerning you at Jerusalem, saying, there is a king in Judah. Now these matters will be reported to the king. So come, therefore, and let us consult together. They hired the prophets, more than one, so plural, so false prophets. Number two, prophesied a king in Judah at Jerusalem, implying the Nehemiah's rebel for king. Now these matters will be reported to the king. The Nehemiah's rebellion against the king by rumors and prophecies will be reported to the king. Let us consult together. So they strongly wanted to meet him for the talks or contentions. They would discourage the working Jews and destroy his rebuilding the temple. Verse 8, then I sent it to him, saying, no such things as you say are being done, but you invented them in your own heart. Nehemiah openly denied their allegations with the region, made up story or a fake story. Openly denial would be helpful not to pollute the hearts of the working Jews as follows. Verse 9, for they all were trying to make us afraid, saying, their hands will be weakened in the work, and it will not be done. Now therefore, O God, strengthen my hands, trying to make us afraid. The working Jews might doubt their faith in the Lord, being afraid of rebellious works. Their hands weakened in their work cannot be done. They might be discouraged, not finishing the rebuilding the temple. Therefore, God strengthened my hand. Nehemiah did not go there to meet them by open denial letter. His eyes offered the adversaries, but kept on work and prayer, get his eyes on the Lord. The working Jews saw Nehemiah a good example, not being polluted by rumors and prophecies about rebellion, and kept on work and prayer as we should alone. Verse 10, afterward I came to the house of Shemaiah, the son of Deliah, the son of Meatabel, who were a secret informer, and he said, let us meet together in the house of God within the temple, and let us close the doors of temple, for they are coming to kill you. Indeed, at night they will come to kill you. So Nehemiah played a role of a prophet, prophesying in secret for Nehemiah. Let us meet together in the house of God within temple. They are coming to kill you. Indeed, at night they will come to kill you. The repetition to kill Nehemiah is an emphasis. Let Nehemiah hide himself in the temple to save his life with Semaiah. Verse 11, and I said, should such a man as I flee, and who is there, such as I who would go into temple to save his life, I will not go in. Why not? Because Nehemiah was neither priest nor Levite, as the son of Hakaliah. Nehemiah chapter 1, verse 1. He rejected to go into the temple. Any worries, thoughts, or experiences against God or his word should be rejected or cast down. So, who can be against the Bible? The Numbers 30:10, 2 Corinthians 10:5. So, we learn Numbers 3:10, you shall appoint Aaron and his son, they shall attend to their priesthood, but the outside, not priest or assistant come near, shall be put to death. 2 Corinthians 10:5, casting down arguments, reject argument, every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. For example, Jesus returned at a particular date and year. Talkers with spirits of the dead, they kind of simply rejected. But over that day, the hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only. Book of Acts 1:6-7. Therefore, when they had come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? And Jesus said to them, it is not for you to know times or seasons which the Father has put in his own authority. Leviticus 20:20, a man or a woman who is a medium, who is a familiar spirit, shall surely put to death. They shall stone them with stones, their blood shall be upon them. So this kind of thing is against the Bible. The God's word. 12. Then I perceived that God had not sent him at all, but that he pronounced these prophets against me, because Tobiah and Sambalat had hired him, another bribed him, to flee into the temple. Not God appointed Semaiah, but Tobiah and Sambalat hired him in order to halt Nehemiah's rebuilding temple. 13. For this reason, he was hired, that I should be afraid and act that way and sin, so that they might have a cause for an evil report, they might reproach me. Upon my belief of his prophecy, I might be afraid of death and enter into the temple and sin against God. They might reprimand this sin to enter temple, that's a trap. Note the holy fear of God, or to honor God in top priority, is recommended, but fear of creatures, or fear of God due to sin, is discouraged. Psalm chapter 103:13. As your father pities his children, so the Lord pities, have compassion those who fear him. Holy fear. 1 John 4:18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment, but he who fears has not been made perfect in love. Verse 14. My God, remember Tobiah and Sambalat according to these their works, and the prophetess Nodiah and the rest of the prophets who would have made me afraid. Let God remember their evil works. That is, punish or curse them accordingly. The prophetess Nehemiah, the rest of the prophet, made him afraid. Let God punish those who prophesied the fear to me. To get even was in the Old Testament time, but to love even enemies is in the New Testament time. Leviticus 24, fracture for fracture, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, as he has caused disfigurement of a man, so shall it be done to him. In that way, just. Luke 23:34. Then Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. Crucified. Jesus prayed for crucified. And they divide his garments and cast lots. 15. So the war was finished on the 25th day of Elul in 52 days. 25th day of September, for 52 days, it was finished to repair the gates and wall. Daniel's prophecy was fulfilled. Daniel 9:25. Therefore understand that from going forward the command to restore build until Messiah the Prince. There shall be 7 weeks, 62. So 6 9 weeks finished, then Jesus Christ coming up. The street shall be built again, and the wall even a troublesome time. Then it's Elul is a 6 months of the Hebrew calendar, late summer, early fall. That's why it's our Gregorian calendar is September. The 12th month of a Hebrew calendar, Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, Av, Elul, Tishrei, Kislev, Kislev, Tevet, Shevet, and Adar. Verse 16, and it happened when all our enemies heard of it, and all the nations around us saw these things, that they were very disheartened in their own eyes, for they perceived that this work was done by our God. They recognized the awesome God, the Almighty. Verse 17, and in those days the nobles of Judah sent many letters to Tobiah. The letters Tobiah came to them. The nobles of Judah circulated many letters with Tobiah, the influencing figure, Tobiah. But many in Judah were pledged to him because he was the son-in-law of Shekinah, the son of Ara, his son Jeonah had married to daughter of Meshulam, the son of Berechiah. Many Jews made the vows to follow Tobiah because he and his son made intermarriages with Jews. Verse 19, also they reported his good deeds before me and reported my words to him. Tobiah sent the letters to frighten me. The Jews supported the circulated his good deeds, Tobiah good deed to me with my words to him. Tobiah letters frightened, but Tobiah letters frightened me, even if there were a lot of adversary against this his work, he was able to finish it because he can do all things in God who strengthens him. We should learn focus on the Lord, not on problem or talkers. Pray and ask his wisdom. Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. We covered all three questions. So let's just sing all together. The bulletin, last song, Maranatha song, page 76, number 10.